Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronical and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own as usual. And, well, tonight's show is going to be the usual mixture of tunes with a bit of news and some listings about events, gigs and stuff like that going on in the local area. And I started the show tonight with XP8 with Bullet Hole from their latest album Decade of Decadence from last year, and it's kind of appropriate because they've been confirmed as the replacement for KMFDM, who had to pull out of this year's Infest. So this year's Infest here in Bradford in August, Bank Holiday weekend, we're not going to be getting KMFDM unfortunately, but the organisers put a vote out to the attendees of Infest and said, who do you want? And it looks like XP8 won. So we're going to get XP8. So I'm quite looking forward to them because I played Yorkshire once before and I missed it. I was away for a friend's wedding that weekend, so I failed to actually be in the same county as them. But yes, very much looking forward to seeing XP8 at Infest along with all the other bands. But I will natter about Infest in much more detail nearer the time. There's no point in going on about it because it's like a couple of months away, and as we've seen, lineups can change and things like that. It's much more relevant to talk about things that are a bit more now. And one of the things I've got recently is the Alter de Rune album, which should be due for release next week. I think the 21st, anyway, I believe it should be due out on the 21st. However, their recent single, Bury It, should have been out on the 21st of last month, which, unfortunately, it didn't quite sneak out the door by then. I couldn't get my hands on it. It has actually now been released. It's well worth getting hold of. It's available from Alter de Rune. I think if you just go to... if you go to hexrx.bandcamp.com/album/Alter de Rune Bury It single, or just go to hexrx.bandcamp.com, you will find the Alter de Rune Bury It single there, and it only costs a couple of quid as a digital download, so well worth getting hold of. But yes, given I've got a promo copy of their forthcoming final album, There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, I thought I'd play you something off that. So this is what I've got for you. It's called Kill the Noise.
Back home.
that was me just getting quite excited at lots of new stuff that I'd recently acquired. That was Assemblage 23 with The Noise Inside My Head. That's from the recently released album Bruise that I believe came out a week and a half ago at most now. So I didn't have it for my last show a couple of weeks ago, but I've had it for a week now, and it's a very good Assemblage 23 album, well worth getting hold of. And that track, The Noise Inside My Head, I think is going to be a forthcoming single. It's definitely very upbeat, very club-friendly, and it's just standard, top-quality Assemblage 23 stuff. You can't complain at that in the slightest, so I thought I'd play that. Before that, not so much of a recent release, but more of a recently acquired, Tyrant Sun EP from Everything Goes Cold, with the track Monsters of the Modern Age. Now, the Tyrant Sun EP seems to be just a remix CD of various tracks from the latest release. So this is the Raygun remix by Uberbyte, so it's nice to get some international remixing going on over there. So some lads from nearby remixing Everything Goes Cold from the other side of the world. Brilliant stuff, and great to get hold of that finally. It seems I ordered that roughly around the time it was getting released, and unfortunately the postal service let me down. One of the many in between the other side of the world and here failed to deliver it, so that took a while to actually get resolved, unfortunately. But as soon as it did, I thought, yeah, got to play some of that. That's good stuff. And before that, I played Alter de Rune with Kill the Noise from the forthcoming album, There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, which is going to be the final album from Alter de Rune. I can't remember if I've mentioned this before. I probably have. But if you don't know, Alter de Rune, I have actually already split up, but they split up after recording this album. They recorded the last of their two albums and then decided to split up. So, but the last two albums, it was essentially one big album they were recording, so they've released it in two halves. So when they announced they were splitting up, that was just roughly around Christmas time, which was roughly around the time they were releasing the first half called Son of a Bitch. And this second half is due for release on the 21st of this month, so in a week or so's time. But yes, it's quite good, and I'll be playing stuff off that. And like I say, it was due for the single they had was due for release on the 21st of last month, but it was a couple of weeks late, so there's every chance the album could be a couple of weeks late as well. There's always issues in getting these things released, unfortunately, so you can't guarantee when bands announce release dates that that is exactly what's going to happen. You know, the world doesn't work that way. So we understand that. Yes, right, news. I think it's roughly time to run down news about what's going on. Modulate. Now, Modulate is Jeff Lee, who DJs at the Wendy House, who is the front man and brains behind Modulate. He has been spinning a track called Robots for quite a while now. I think it's been a good few months, if not getting close to a year. And he's been spinning it at places he DJs, including the Mutate Room at the Wendy House. And it's been getting quite a bit of attention. And it was announced it was going to be part of the forthcoming EP. And people have been waiting for this. And it's finally announced that the EP is going to be released in July. I think that was on the Modulate's Facebook page. That the EP is coming. So next month, I've been really looking forward to getting hold of that. I've heard the track many times in a club environment, but never been able to actually get a physical copy myself, which is a shame. But I think Jeff's been refining it. He's got some remixes. He's just getting it right, really. And these things never go as quickly as you want. So, yes, Modulate stuff is on its way. It's incoming. Slightly more incoming is Aria. Jennifer from Aria has announced there's new material on its way. In fact, it's going to be released on Friday, tomorrow, in fact. But you can get a bit of a preview of this new material. If you go to aria.com/hunger, you will get a little video clip, a little promo clip of the new track that will be available tomorrow. So I can't play that. I don't have it. It's not tomorrow yet. But I'm really quite looking forward to that as well. New Aria material is always good. And it's always good to get a hold of that. I've got my notes in the wrong order here. This is crazy. I'm going back to the Modulate stuff. Modulate have also announced a UK tour taking place in October. They're going to be hitting Manchester, Birmingham, London, Bristol, Glasgow, Newcastle and Leeds, with support from Surgeon on all those dates, with, I guess, extra support from someone else. more details to be specified nearer the time, I guess. Head on over to Modulate's website or Modulate on Facebook for details of that. I think I found all those details from Facebook, Modulate's Facebook page. So that's all there. So yeah, it's all go for various artists, which is good news. Right, I think I'll go continue with the tunes. But that would require me knowing what I'd just actually put in the CD player, which I can't remember. So I'm going to play it to you and tell you what it was afterwards.
Are you really going to let me cry? Are you really going to let me drown? Are you really going to let me die? Are you really going to let me down? Let me down. Let me down.
You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to be an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed to you.
Are you really gonna let me cry? Are you really gonna let me drown? Are you really gonna let me die? Are you really gonna let me down? Starting the day with a drink and a fat white lie.
cut guns in half with his mind.
We mostly operate in southeastern Wisconsin on every third Sunday and leave early for golfing. So if you're a super villain who's bent on a crime wave, do us a favor and fit it into that time frame. Strength, speed, power, agility.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the fantastic Gothsicles with Who Wants to Join Our Superhero Team? Brackets right now, it's just me and Jim, close brackets. That is there's something a little I like a lot about tracks with stupidly long names, and that is one of them. And that's from the Electronic Saviors Volume 2 compilation that I raved about, Volume 1 very much so, and it's looking like Volume 2 is well worth equivalent raving about. It's got some fantastic tracks on there. I've been played you a couple on last show, playing you a couple off this show as well, and it's a 6 CD compilation. So that's going to last quite a while without too many repeats. But yes, the Gothsicles, who are always, in my opinion, a huge barrel of fun, especially live, and they're going to be playing in a few weeks' time, I think at the start of next month. I'll go into the details in a minute, in Sheffield Corp. So awesome stuff there. I'm looking forward to seeing them live as well. I just thought I'd play them because I found a track with a stupidly long name by them. And before that, we played Surgeon with Sever from their album Vanity, who are supporting Modulate on their forthcoming tour. That should be great. I've always enjoyed their stuff and been playing it on the show for quite a while now, actually. So good to get some stuff by them, and just going back to the original album versions of the stuff, not remixes I've done on singles and things like that. Just thought, oh, I'll give you a plain old album version of something. It's a good track, so well worth getting played. And before that, the track I couldn't remember queuing up was Terra Low Cost with Thirsty V2.0 brackets version, which again is from the Electronic Saviors Volume 2 compilation, Electronic Music to Fight Cancer, all for a good cause. Great stuff there. But I think it's now time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area. And we have quite a bit of stuff going on. We have this Saturday, 16th of June, the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union. This month is sci-fi themed, so if you want to get dressed up in a particular theme, go for the sci-fi one. It's £5 on the door and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two rooms. It's got the main room of kind of goth, cheese, rock, pop, bit of everything goes on in that main room. And you've got the smaller Mutate room with more kind of electronic, industrial, hard dance stuff going on in there. So you've got quite a choice. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that on Monday, there's She Wants Revenge playing Corporation in Sheffield. Well worth getting along to. That's going to be £13 in advance. Supports from Gifted plus another unnamed as yet band. Doors are 7 p.m. and more information can be found at corporation.org.uk. In the world of upcoming gigs, next weekend there's also, on Saturday the 23rd of June, Rhombus are playing in pretty much their hometown of Huddersfield. And they're supported by the Death Notes and Terminal Gods. This is at the Parish in Huddersfield, and looks like quite a nice little lineup. If you like the kind of gothy rock stuff, that's a pretty good gig. I haven't found anything that mentions a price about that gig yet, but I'm assuming it's only just going to be a few quid in, as that's generally the price of gigs at that venue. And I think it runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. And more information can be found on the Facebook event, but pretty much I think I've told you all there was to know. Unless the Facebook event gets edited, of course, and, you know, more information may appear. The following weekend after that is Deviate Fest over in York. Now, it looks like all the bands are now listed, so I'll run down them, but this may take a while. It runs from Thursday the 28th of June to Sunday the 1st of July. And the bands are Utah Saints, Anne-Marie Hurst, Chapman Family, The Last Cry, Terror Vision, Salvation, Hellbound Hearts, Panda Cubs, Psychedelic Furs, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, S-I-I-I-I-I, Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey, The March Violet, Section 25, Vuvu Vultures, David R. Black, Honeytone, Cody, Method Cell, Scarlet Soho, Altered, Cypher Dine, EMF, Global Citizen, Terror Nation, Null White, Cattle X, Modulate, Dreams Divide, Public Service Broadcasting, 7 Days of Night, Alibi Tracks, Mr. Joe Black, The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing, Abdul-Japarov, Andrew O'Neill, Terms of Unnervement, Mark Burrows, Henry Raby, Professor Elemental, Jordan Rain, Release the Bats, Boxcar, Aldous Huxley, The Savoy Ballroom, Mr. Beads, The Gentleman Rhymer, Blackbeard's Tea Party, Fearless Vampire Killers, and Alice Rock. That's quite a list of bands. It's quite a spread of musical genres there as well. That's running over 3 venues. If you get a ticket, you can move between the venues as much as you want. There's also market stalls and other workshoppy type things going on the weekend that I think some are involved in the ticket price as well. A 4-day ticket is £60. A 3-day ticket is £55, and more detailed information, because you can imagine with a list of bands like that, there's a lot of detail to go into, it can be found at www.deviatefest.com. Right, and following that, on Tuesday the 3rd of July, we have Garbage playing a small UK tour. I think they're playing about 3 different places in the UK, but the closest is Garbage playing Manchester Academy. Now, I believe the tickets are about £29.70, and more information can be found at garbage.com/tour. I said I was going to mention about the Gothicals. I think that's just fallen off the bottom of my list because it's slightly over a few weeks away, so I'll come back to that on the next show, but I believe it's the first weekend in July. It's the Saturday. It's Corporation's Revolution's birthday party. So, on more information at corporation.org.uk for that one. It's Gothicals, supported by the PCP Principal and Cypher Dine. So, pretty good stuff there. That's it. I think I'm right. I think it's just time to play more tunes, really, isn't it? I'm going to change the direction of the music slightly here. Well, when I say slightly, a lot. Because I picked up the new Ode Children album. So this is quite a different speed to what I've played so far in the show. But here's a track called I Know You Love Me. I saw myself
for a moment to rearrange your mind. I'm the flesh when you are thunder. It's the light that makes you blind. Dance of thousands of ribbons can dim the light. And I saw the beams of the mainframe that makes the stars shine so bright. And I felt love in my wings. And I felt the pain in my chest.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, brought to you by Nigel here in the studio, still alone but still playing through all the tunes. And as tonight seems to have been a bit of a theme of I've got a bunch of new stuff I'm going to play at you, that's kind of along that theme as well. So that's Tixth, or T-H-Y-X, Tixth, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, however, but that's the new side project from Stephen Poisse of notably Mind in a Box, the frontman and brains behind Mind in a Box. Brilliant stuff there. And that's from his solo album called The Way Home that got released a few weeks ago now. But I've been playing the odd track off it here and there, and I am a little bit of a fan, as you can tell from listening to this show. So that's pretty recent stuff. And before that, the O Children album, Apnea, which has been released in the last couple of weeks, I believe. I think it was last week it got released, purchased as a digital download, and is available now. And that's called I Know You Love Me. There's a bunch of really good stuff on that O Children album, well worth getting your hands on. And just, I don't know, kind of solid. That's probably the best way to describe it. I don't actually have my hands on the previous O Children album, but it's from watching O Children live, there's a lot of familiar stuff on that, so it's certainly stuff they've been using in their live gigs for a while. Right, tonight I think I'm going to finish the show with a track by a band who are announced at playing Infest. It's called Solitary Experiments, and I've realised I haven't bought any new Solitary Experiments for quite a while, so this is quite an old track, but it's one they seem to keep bringing out and getting remixed and things like that, so it's well worth playing, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be playing it at Infest, not just new material. It's called Watching Over You, and this is the Implant remix from Cause and Effect from about 2005, I think. Yes, I hope you enjoy, and this is my last track of the show, so I'll be back in a fortnight's time. See you in a couple of weeks. Good night.